This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
It is important when you hit 500 shows, as we have this morning, to look back on some of the highlights of the many shows we've done.
Yeah.
And one that really stands out to me was the time I got to actually take the show to space. Do you remember this?
Oh, this was a huge moment.
When I coached Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong through the moon landing. Let's go back there.
20 feet down, 2.5.
Easy.
20 feet, 2.5 down.
Hey, you're a little close to your mic, Buzz. It's
forward.
Kind of distorting.
Forward, drift into the right level. Okay, engine stop.
Hey, Buzz, drift you should call this spaceship the Eagle, you know, just for a bit of fun.
The Eagle has landed.
Oh, you did it. That's the
tranquility.
Best.
We copy you on the ground. You got a bunch of guys about to turn blue. We're breathing again. Thanks a lot.
They think they were turning blue? Try coming to space.
Okay, Neil, we can see you coming down the ladder now.
Yeah, still really hard to understand you.
I'm going to step off the land now. One small step for man.
Neil, the script was A-Man.
One giant leap for
man. Hey guys, I know this is pretty momentous, but I think I left the oven on at home. Can we head back soon? Yeah, big moment there. Big moment for Hope Breakfast.
That was a huge moment. But do you remember when I became all Pastor Duncan and helped Darth Vader with a really big moment in his life?
Oh yeah, yeah, let's give it a listen.
All right, pretty big decision here. Go ahead, Darth, tell him.
I'm your father.
Now, how does that make you feel, Luke? Say it out loud. Louder.
No. It's not true.
I've seen the birth certificate. It is.
That's impossible.
It's not.
Search your feelings. You know it to be true.
Come on.
No!
Oh, he is not happy about this, Darth. Really upset.
Do you remember the time I inspired an army with William Wallace?
Yeah, I do.
I am William Wallace.
And I'm Duncan Grant Edward Robinson.
And I see a whole army of my countrymen.
There's a lot here.
Here in defiance of tyranny.
We do not like tyranny. Makes me angry. Tell them, Will.
You've come to fight as free men.
Mm-hmm.
And free men you are.
Yep, you are super free right now. But why are you going?
What will you do without freedom?
Hmm? Not a whole bunch, because you would not be free.
Will you fight?
Oh, but you're saying no. You don't? Why?
Against that? No! We will run!
And we will live.
Oh, please. Tell them what'll happen.
Fight and you may die. Run and you'll live.
Yeah, come on. What happens years
At
from
least
now?
A while.
Yeah, years from now. Tell them what happens, Will.
And dying in your beds. Many years from now, would you be willing to train all the days from this day to that?
That one over there.
For one chance,
yep.
Just one chance, to come back here
mm-hmm.
and tell our enemies.
Come on.
That they may take our lives.
Oh, yeah, preaching.
But they'll never take our freedom.
Nobody's taking it today. High fives. He is pumped up now, guys. Big Will. King of the Hill. Big Willie. King of the Hilly. Come on. Kilts on. Let's do this thing. High fives. Hey, Steve, can you keep the horse under control? Will's preaching. It's powerful. Come on.
Oh, man.
Good moment.
I love the historical inaccuracy in the middle of that. The iPhone you took back your time.
Seriously. He's got to mute his iPhone before he gives that kind of address.
But that reminded me, actually, of the moment that I managed to go back in time and insert myself into Back to the Future.
Oh, that
Do you remember that?
That was a crazy moment.
Come here. I'll show you how it works.
Okay, but I'm pretty busy right now.
First, you turn the time circuits on.
Sounds like a broken R2-D2.
This readout tells you where you're going. This one tells you where you are. This one tells you where you were.
Well, slow down.
You input your destination time on this keypad. Here's a red letter date in the history of science. November 5th, 1955.
Is it the day that the rain gauge was invented?
Yes, of course. November 5th, 1955.
The day that lizard fish first sprouted teeth?
That was the day I invented time travel. This is what makes time travel possible.
Donuts?
The flux capacitor.
Pretty sure you made that up. I would have gone with donuts.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.